Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, a technology show you don't need a computer engineering degree to understand. That's right, leave your pocket protector at the door and ditch those horn-rimmed glasses with the tape in the middle. Here we translate geek speak into street speak, yet still cover all the latest and greatest tech trends, products, and services. Popular topics on Tech Talk include computers and great websites, high-definition televisions and home theater gear, mobile phones and portable MP3 players, cameras and camcorders, GPS navigation units, and video games. Basically, if it takes power, you've heard it here first. Tech Talk is brought to you by Microsoft Life Cams, easy-to-use yet powerful video web cameras to chat with friends and family around the world using the free Windows Live Messenger. Experience gorgeous video, crystal-clear audio, and one-touch access to your buddy list. That's Microsoft Life Cams. More info is at microsoft.ca/hardware. Well, today on Tech Talk, it's time to get your game on, because on today's show, we're going to chat about the latest in video games, even those coming out in the future, and cool gaming hardware, too. I just got back on Friday from the annual Electronic Entertainment Expo, also known as E3. It's an industry-only event in LA for members of the gaming press to get our hands on tomorrow's games today. And I wasn't there alone. Joining me on today's show, we have two special guests. We have Craig Flanagan, platform manager for Xbox Canada. Yes, he sells video games for a living. And we also have Jason McIsaac, veteran video game journalist who spends most of his time writing for Electric Playground, the popular TV show and website about video games, as well as he's a game developer for Cerebral Vortex Games in Toronto. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Great to be here.
Yeah, awesome. And it's amazing how both of you do not have bags under your eyes after the week we just had. So I appreciate you coming.
We had a couple marathon sleeping sessions, I'm sure, as did you.
Yes, following the show. It's the first thing I do. Crash and burn. Well, today on Tech Talk, we're going to share our favorite video games at E3, some titles you'll want to save your shekels for, and answer your questions about your favorite games or game franchises. I'm sure you've been following. If you're a gamer, you know that this past week was E3, but again, it's an industry-only show, so the media often serves as a conduit, some sort of liaison between what the game developers are showing and what the gamers are playing. And I know Dwayne Bishop, our tech op, is smiling ear to ear that we're talking about video games today. Yeah. Again, this is a glimpse into the future of the interactive entertainment industry. It's very exciting to lay your hands on something that may not show up till 2011, and how exciting that this industry is continuing to unfold. And include, it's not just games, it's hardware as well. And I know we're going to talk about this and we're going to field questions about this throughout the hour. But my favorite thing at E3 was something called Project Natal. It's an Xbox 360 addendum, this peripheral that may not be out for another year, year and a half, that is really, and I don't mean this in a light way, this is going to transform how you interact with digital content in the future. So we're going to hear a lot about that. It was so big, this product. It was unveiled by none other than Steven Spielberg. So we're going to talk a bit about Project Natal this hour. But again, we want to open the lines to hear from you. If you're a gamer, if you have an Xbox 360, maybe a Nintendo Wii or a PlayStation 3 or a handheld system, or you're a PC gamer, let's hear from you if you're curious to know what the future holds for your favorite platform, your favorite games, your favorite characters. And we will let you know, since we were just at the E3 Expo. I'll tell you about our amazing grand prize in a moment, but the numbers to call us on Newstalk 1010 are 416-872-1010 if you're in the Toronto area, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the GTA, or star 8255, that's star talk on your cell phone. It's also a free call, star 8255, to give us a call to chat about the future of video games, what you can expect. Maybe you want to call us and tell us what your favorite video game is right now and why, or maybe your favorite video game of all time. Let's just keep that to the sort of open topic for the show, video games. Now, speaking of giveaways, thanks to Craig Flanagan from Xbox Canada, we have something called Guys Gaming Night. It's a prize pack worth about $250. The Guys Gaming Night prize pack is for Xbox 360 owners, and it consists of a red wireless controller. It's a limited edition controller. A copy of the awesome shooter Gears of War 2, We have an Xbox 360 wireless headset, so you can chat with other gamers online while playing. An Xbox 360 vision camera, so kind of like a webcam for your TV that puts you into the game and other things too. And finally, an Xbox 360 messenger kit, which includes another headset and a smartphone-like chat pad to type notes to one another. The approximate value is $250. Big time stuff from Xbox Canada. Thank you very much, Dwayne. So if you own an Xbox 360, and that's something 30 million people worldwide already do. That's roughly the population of Canada. That's how many Xbox 360s have been sold, about 30 million. Then you'll need that in order to enjoy the grand prize. Or if you don't have an Xbox 360 yet, hold on to this prize pack, and then you'll enjoy the console even more when you pick it up in the future. The Xbox 360, by the way, sells for as low as $199, which is the least expensive console out of the big three. All right. So, again, it's all about video game today. Video games today, coming back from the E3 Expo. A big thank you to Jason McIsaac for joining us, a veteran reporter in the space, Toronto-based. And you've also even taught game design at a local college in the past. Is that right?
Yes, that's true. I've taught video game history, which is a really fascinating subject. It goes back a lot further than you might think. Mm-hmm. And you find out that a lot of these guys running the game industry, they're real old soldiers, and man, they've had some interesting experiences, and we could learn a lot from it.
First video game?
Well, that's a question of some debate, but most people credit the invention of the video game to Ralph Baer, who also popularized the handheld game Simon.
Right.
Total genius, and heck of a nice guy, too.
Right, because they say it's Pong, but I believe it's Space War, if I'm not mistaken, on the PC.
That would be the first PC game. If you want to
Now we're splitting hairs, Jason. No, that's fair. That's fair. People play games on their computer, like the new The Sims 3 that just came out last week. Yeah. And more people prefer gaming on their TV, on a bigger screen experience, and, you know, with their feet up on the coffee table, if you will. A lean-back experience rather than a lean-in one.
Certainly video games have come a long way since a scientist on the Manhattan Project named Willie Higginbotham whipped together a Pong-like game on an oscilloscope.
All right.
Well, they look a lot better now.
Okay, so you really know your stuff, Jason. Now I hang my head and tip my hat at you. All right, and we've got again Craig Flanagan from Xbox Canada. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
While we're waiting for the lines to light up, Craig, let's start with you. Can you give our listeners a sense of what the E3 Expo is all about? It's not a boring, you know, accounting convention or something.
No, far from it. It was an amazing event. You know, I'm trying to think. Over probably, I don't know, 300,000 plus square feet of gaming goodness. I think what I was most impressed with is, and it's kind of always my thing with E3, is the level of innovation and the level of excitement.
Yes.
And those are the two things that kind of come to mind, right? Where you've got great innovation in terms of ways to interact with games or different things that you can now do with consoles. You know, in the Xbox briefing, we announced a lot around entertainment and the ability to download movies and TV and even Facebook and Twitter on your console. So you start to see the convergence of a lot of things. But that's the thing that gets me, is that it's just a ton of innovation in one spot and a ton of excitement around video games and entertainment.
Yeah, and I really do want to talk about Project Natal, because I think our listeners, if they haven't heard about it, they're going to just simply be blown away. And between us three, I'm sure we can do a good job in explaining what this add-on to the 360 will let you do. And there's amazing, I urge you, if you're online and listening to this, you can go to YouTube and check out a number of videos, high-definition videos of what Project Natal can do. It's spelled Natal, N-A-T-A-L, but it's codenamed Natal. If I'm not mistaken, it's an Israeli military technology that's now being embraced by the interactive entertainment space. So this is pretty wild stuff. Jason, as a journalist who must cover and write about all these games, walking around a show like E3 is challenging to try to get your hands on everything.
Well, my feet are sore. My voice is still hoarse. it's impossible for one person to cover it all. We actually went down with the team. We had some film crews also going around, plus me doing stuff for web and supplemental stuff for the TV show. And you just can't get it all in. Now, we got all of the major stuff, but wow, we've got a heck of a lot of stuff to digest and preview and run segments on. It's just insane.
Yeah, imagine walking around. It's probably the equivalent of about 10 football fields with 100-foot-high video screens, blaring techno music, celebrities walking around, the likes of James Cameron and Eminem and Steven Spielberg. Yeah, you know, the list goes on and on. There was Mickey Rourke. There was, Sir Paul McCartney.
Mini-me.
Sir Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, no less. We're at the Xbox conference. So this is a big show. It's just absolutely wild. So we want to hear from you. Call us up with your questions about video games. You know the drill on Tech Talk. There are no dumb questions. If you want to know what's coming out, what our favorite picks of E3 were, let's hear from you. You want to share with us your favorite video game right now and why? We'd love to hear from you as well. 416-872-1010. Toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB. Star 8255 on your cell phone. We got to take a short break, but I forgot to tell you how you'll win that prize pack worth $250 from Xbox. All you have to do is get a question on the air. And if you do so, and it's a question about video games, you're eligible for a random callback at the end of this show, just before 1 p.m. Answer the phone with today's secret phrase, which is, get your game on with Tech Talk and Xbox. Then you've won yourself the Guys Gaming Night prize pack for the Xbox 360 valued at $250. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments. But right now, the time is 12:18. Sorry for the slight delay, but it's time to check in with the CFRB All-Day Traffic Center. Nice, Dwayne. Very nice. Little jazzy version of the Super Mario Brothers. The London Symphony Orchestra, no less. Very good. Thank you. We are chatting about video games today, a show that, if my email is any indication, a lot of our listeners have been waiting for a while. So what better time to do it than having just returned from the annual E3 Expo, a glimpse into the future of the amazing and wild and fun and crazy video game space. We are joined in the studio live here at 2 St. Clair Ave West with Craig Flanagan. He's the platform manager for Xbox Canada, as well as Jason McIsaac, a video game reporter who spends a lot of time writing for Electric Playground, and he's also a game developer himself with Cerebral Vortex Games. Jason, what's the latest Cerebral Vortex game that our listeners can get their hands on?
Why, I'm very glad you asked, Mark.
Well, sure.
Very soon we'll be posting up on our website, cerebralvortexgames.com. The Secret of Oak Island. It's a hidden object game based on an actual Canadian legend.
Oh, cool. If I'm not mistaken, Nova Scotia based, right?
Yes, that's right.
There we go. We should have been on that trivia show that was on just before Tech Talk.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so again, I want to reiterate our prize pack and how you'll win, because I probably didn't do a great job doing that beforehand. Anybody who gets a question on the air this hour about video games, whether it's something that they want us to tell them that we saw at E3, because it's an industry-only event, maybe you've got a favorite genre or a favorite game series like Halo, and you want to know what's coming out, give us a call. Or if you simply want to tell us what your favorite game is and why, you're eligible to win the Guys Gaming Night prize pack for the Xbox 360. If you own an Xbox 360, then you'll love this $250 grand prize, a red wireless controller, copy of the awesome game Gears of War 2, an Xbox 360 wireless headset, an Xbox 360 vision camera, and the Xbox 360 Messenger Kit, which includes a wired headset and a smartphone-like chat pad that snaps underneath the controller and lets you text with other gamers as well. Value $250. What you have to do is just get your question on the air. If you do that and you give Britt, our lovely screener, your phone number, we're going to randomly call somebody back just before 1 p.m., answer the phone with today's secret phrase, and you'll win this prize. Don't say hello. You're going to want to say, get your game on with Tech Talk and Xbox, and you've won the grand prize. All right, without further ado, let's start with Ludna in Mississauga. Hi there. Thanks for calling Tech Talk.
Hi.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, this is my favorite game. It's called Call of Duty, and I want to know what's coming up for it. Is there anything else that's like it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Battlefield 1943.
Well, yeah, and at the show we announced in the Microsoft briefing, we announced the latest Call of Duty, so Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, Modern Warfare 2 is one of my favorite games at the show. Yesterday had a feature in the Toronto Star newspaper about my top picks, and Modern Warfare 2 is the sequel, Ludna, to the 13 million unit selling Call of Duty 4, and it's coming out on the Xbox
November
360
10th.
November, as well as the PlayStation 3 and PC. And Jason, you mentioned Battlefield 1943.
Yeah, I guess I should have clarified, are you a fan of the Modern Warfare approach? Are you a fan of the World War II approach? Call of Duty's covered them both.
the World War II approach.
Okay, then you definitely want to get your hands on Battlefield 1943. It's EA's new multiplayer World War II experience. It looks great. It was virtually impossible to get at E3.
Yeah.
People were crowded around, partially because I believe they were giving out free copies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it should be almost done, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be released very soon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an exciting month for video games. There's a lot going on right now. Last week was the 25th anniversary of Tetris, no less.
Yes.
Which is pretty another groundbreaking game in our industry. Let's get to Pat in St. Catharines. Pat, you're eligible for this grand prize in a few moments, but thanks for calling now.
Thanks for taking my call, Mark.
Sure.
I really enjoy your program. And
thank
my question
you.
Is actually for your guests. Is there any... let me rephrase. What is Microsoft planning to do with handheld gaming? Is Microsoft planning to get into the handheld gaming market?
I'm going to just disable the call, Pat, because it's a little noisy, but please answer, Craig.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's nothing that we've announced at this point. Basically, the living room is the best screen in the house, and that's really what we're focused on, and really focused on it with Xbox 360. When you think of all the high-def games that you can play over... on your Xbox 360, plus now the high-def movies you can download, the television you'll be able to watch this fall. We really want to make use of that best screen in the house with the best sound, and that's generally in the living room.
Mm-hmm. Jason, so Sony has PlayStation Portable, Nintendo has the DS and DSi. Do you think this is a space that Microsoft should look into, or are they putting their eggs in the right basket?
Well, I'm hearing a lot of rumors, Craig, about the Zune here. You're pointedly not answering my question.
And the Zune, just for clarification, is Microsoft's portable media player that does play some games, as well as music, photos, videos, and a radio, too. Yeah.
I have put a few hours of Hexic in on my Zune.
I'm sure you have. Well, as to Microsoft getting into it and whether it's a good idea or not... a lot of people, at least the conventional wisdom, would say no because Nintendo completely owns this space. Sony has made some headway with the PSP.
And I play on my iPhone all the time.
Yeah,
so
plus there's all sorts of new smartphone competition. But on the other hand, a lot of people have said you shouldn't have got into consoles. And I think that turned out pretty well, and we're kind of glad you did.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? the way I look at it, the more game systems are out there, they're giving me better games, the more I'm happy.
I'm sorry this is flying by so quick. We already have to take another break. But speaking of hardware, when we return, Craig, I want to talk to you about Project Natal. Because out of anything I saw at E3, out of the hundreds and hundreds of games that I laid my hands on, I know, no violins, please, that this piece of hardware was the most impressive thing that I had the chance, the privilege to demo. So I want to talk about that after the short break. Of course, get back to the lines and rapid fire. We're going to get through a lot more callers. I'm sorry for those who have been waiting. And get ready to give away our grand prize. We are joined by Jason McIsaac, freelance journalist, as well as Craig Flanagan from Xbox Canada, getting ready to give away an amazing Xbox 360 prize. Stick with us. Lots more gaming goodness when we return. Welcome back to Tech Talk. That's a little sample from the Halo soundtrack. Great stuff, Dwayne. We're chatting about video games today. Thanks for listening to Tech Talk. Today's show is sponsored by Microsoft LifeCams. Easy to use yet powerful video web cameras to chat with friends and family around the world using the free Windows Live Messenger. Experience gorgeous video, crystal clear audio, and one-touch access to your buddy list. That's Microsoft's LifeCam web cameras. More info is at microsoft.ca/hardware. Speaking of Microsoft, we're not talking about webcams today, but we are very privileged to have Craig Flanagan in the studio. He is the platform manager at Xbox Canada and responsible for, dominating our living rooms with this wonderful little machine. Welcome back to the show, Craig.
Thanks.
And we've also got Jason McIsaac. He's a veteran video game journalist who I've known and even worked for 12 years now.
Yeah, going back to the Games Mania days.
That's right. Old school. Jason is one of the smartest guys I know in this space. So I was thrilled when he told me he was available on Sunday and had enough energy after the craziness of E3, walking around 350,000 square feet of showroom floor space, that he was willing and able to come on the show to chat. So we're answering your questions questions about your favorite games. What do you want to know that we saw that you're super excited about? We'll give you a, you know, a hands-on description of what you can expect in the coming months and years. And before we go back, oh yeah, let me give you the numbers so you can get in if you haven't called yet. 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of Toronto. Or a free call on your cell phone. It's star 8255. And you'll be eligible to win a $250 Guys Gaming Night prize pack for the Xbox 360 by getting your question on the air and we calling you back, someone randomly at the end of the show, and you answer the phone with Get Your Game On with Tech Talk and Xbox. But before we go back to the lines, I want to talk to Craig for a moment about Project Natal, arguably the most impressive piece of video game hardware I think I've ever seen and experienced in my whole career. So this is a just tell us about it. Yeah. It was unveiled on Monday morning at the Xbox press conference
by none other than Steven Spielberg.
I know. How's that?
It's pretty cool.
So talk. What is Project Natal?
So Project Natal is a look at the not so distant future from Xbox. It's controller free gaming. So Project Natal has a couple of different cameras in it. It's got a regular color camera that can see you. It's got a depth sensing camera that can actually scan you in 3D. So now you're playing games with your whole body with no controller. You've never been this close to your game. There's nothing in between you and your game. It even has a microphone, which allows you to give it voice commands. So now you're interacting with games with your voice, with your entire body. It can sense changes in emotion, changes in pitch of your voice. It opens up a whole world of possibilities for the creative game developers that are out there. And Peter Molyneux, who created Fable and Fable 2, mm-hmm. was one of those crazy creatives who joined us on stage just to show us a little bit of what his studio could do.
Right. So his demo was called Milo, and I got a chance to experience this behind closed doors as well. It was pretty wild. It's a boy on a swing, and he's swinging under a tree, and he asks your name, and I told him my name, and he's like, hello, Mark. Jumps off the swing, walks towards the camera, wants to give me things, talks to me, very realistic, photorealistic visuals. His eyes follow me around the room while we're talking, and I'm making him laugh. And, you know, he says, come and look in this pond. I peek into this pond that he's nearby. I see my reflection in the water. He tells me I can touch the water if I want. I reach out with my fingertips in the air, and I'm causing ripples in the water wherever I'm touching or making squiggly lines in the water. It's just groundbreaking.
It looks like something out of science fiction.
Oh,
it
yeah.
really does.
Or like Minority Report. Something. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The Philip Dick novel. I mean, it's amazing. That and I saw the HD trailer. I was showing my wife and kids when I came back because I was so super excited about it. I showed them the trailer, one of the things that's on YouTube. And, you know, just I like how the boy walks into the room and you see a martial arts character say, oh, you're back for more, huh, Ian? Come, you know, or whatever his name is. Yeah. And then he's fighting him in the air. And whatever he does is mirrored in real time on the screen.
Yeah, one of the demos we had there was called Ricochet.
Yeah,
it was so great.
It's like
dodgeball. You got to try it.
I tried it out, yeah. It's like stopping rubber dodgeballs from exiting the screen, if you will, by using your hands and knees and feet and jumping
head
all directions. Everything.
Yeah.
And it's wild. And the thirdly and finally, one of the demo that I had was a racing game. And I was gripping an imaginary steering wheel and turning left and right, changing gears. And gas is simply stepping forward a bit with your right foot. And the Project Natal box recognizes that I want to gas. If you step slightly back a bit, it's reverse. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, and it will work with every Xbox 360 we've sold, every Xbox 360 we will sell. This is innovation that doesn't require you to go out and spend more to get a new console. This is innovation that's going to work with your Xbox that you've got right now.
And this economy, that's welcome news. Let's go to Gavin and Sutton, who I believe has a question about hardware. Hi, Gavin. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I was just wondering if there's going to be a new bodysuit that you don't even have to have a TV. You just have like this helmet.
Oh, okay, so like kind of like a virtual reality like thing.
Yeah.
Jason, and how far away from that?
Most people, from what I've seen, only the hardcore universities and the military are working with stuff like that. As a consumer product, it's still many years away from being practical.
If somebody like gives you a punch, do you actually feel it? Does it like give you shock or something?
Well, there were these gaming vests.
There
I remember
vest, yes.
where if you put it on, it sensed whenever you were your character was hitting the game.
The Rumble vest. I can't remember.
Yeah,
the
and you did feel
it.
I mean, we're inching towards that, Gavin. I don't know about you, but at the end of the day, if I want to pick up my controller and put my feet up on the coffee table, I don't know if I want to sort of suit up And put on a helmet, and you know, I mean, it sounds super cool, kind of like the Lawnmower Man movie.
Yeah.
I think with products like Project Natal, we're inching towards that true immersion, where it's breaking down the borders between, you know, like you, where you really feel like you're in the game.
Yeah.
But it's a great question, and you know, I'm sure Gavin would love something like that.
So would I, because I want to be able to say, look, I took a punch from Bison and I got up. That's how tough I am.
Let's go to Aaron in Guelph. Hi, Aaron. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Mark. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Just wondering if there was anything mentioned about a Dead Rising sequel for the 360 at E3.
Yeah, so I'll start. It's Mark here, Aaron. Yes, I've played Dead Rising 2, which is being developed in Canada, actually, with the help of Capcom, of course, who were responsible for the first zombie-filled action-adventure game. It's being developed in a Vancouver-based studio called Blue Castle. They're ex-EA employees. And Dead Rising 2 takes place in a Las Vegas-like city. And there's some amazing technology at work here. I know it sounds sort of silly, but would you believe that they can now render up to 6,000 zombies on the screen at once? It's pretty wild. So it's a nice marriage between science and art. And there's a lot of gameplay elements that they can fold in with that kind of processing power. Or rather, that kind of savvy programming. And it's pretty amazing stuff. You're going to get new weapons and new locations, new mission-based objectives, and finally, multiplayer.
New main characters as well.
Yeah, and new characters. The first Dead Rising, you basically were holed up in a shopping mall, much like the movie Day of the Dead. And
Dawn of the Dead.
Is it Dawn of the... Excuse me, I stand corrected. Dawn of the Dead. But this time, you know, you're able to play with other people as well. So great question, Aaron. Dead Rising 2, and I think it's on track for an early 2010 release, if I'm not mistaken. Mohammed's on the line from Brampton. Hi, Mohammed. What's your favorite type of game to play?
SmackDown vs. Raw.
Okay, so you're a wrestling fan.
Yeah, I was just wondering, when's the next SmackDown vs. Raw coming out?
That's a good question. Do you guys know, Jason?
Not offhand.
Not offhand, no.
Jose Sanchez on our show is a huge, huge wrestling fan, you would know.
Well, I just went to the website SmackDownVersusRaw.com 2010, and there is like a trailer playing. It says fall 2009 for the 360, PlayStation, and Wii. So I guess that's our answer. We had to go online for that one. So it's the fall of this year, Mohammed. But I didn't get a chance to see it at the game. And at home, I've got a copy of UFC still in its shrink wrap that I haven't had a chance to play. Is it good, Craig?
It's very good.
Is it fun?
Yeah.
I saw the commercial for it. Haven't had a chance to crack the wrapper yet or break the spine on that one. But pardon the pun. We'll see. But there you go, Mohammed. 2009. Well, hey, we got a lot more questions to go to after the break. And I'll remind everybody what our amazing prize pack is when we return. So keep those calls coming. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255 on your cell phone. It's all about gaming goodness today on Tech Talk. We'll be right back. It is 1240 on the dot. Let's go to the CFRB All Day Traffic Center. That's jazzy. The Zelda Bossa Nova. Thanks to Justin Eacock for finding that one. Good job, dude. Yes, Zelda. There was a new Zelda game announced for the Nintendo Wii console. Not at the Nintendo press event, mind you, but with a roundtable chat with legendary game designer Shigeru Miyamoto. He confirmed that a new Zelda game was in the works for next year or maybe 2011. But there is a Nintendo DS game in the works as well, but not as stoked about that one as a new console version of Zelda, Legend of Zelda from the Wii. Whether you're into the Nintendo Wii, the PlayStation 3, or my favorite console, the Xbox 360, there's certainly lots of great games on the horizon. We just returned from the E3 Expo in LA. I'm joined by Craig Flanagan from Xbox Canada and Jason McIsaac, a veteran video game journalist who I've known for many years, and he's also a game designer himself with Cerebral Vortex Games in Toronto. Welcome back to the show, gentlemen. We've just walked, I don't know how many kilometers, if you add it all up last week, but certainly for video game players, it's too much exercise for us. We usually only get our thumbs having a workout like that. But
I counted 16,000 steps. I had Nintendo's personal trainer walking the
little pedometer.
Yes.
Yeah, they call it the activity meter.
The activity
meter.
That's
it. Yes. On your belt. Very good.
And I need my vitals monitor to see what my heart rate is.
Certainly more so than in past E3s. I'd have to say the quality bar has been raised tremendously.
Yeah.
So really great stuff from all the big players in the industry. Sort of weeding out the garbage stuff, which is good to see.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. It's to see just this Mr. Innovation from everyone there. It's a really good time to be a gamer.
Yeah, and a lot of people listening may not be into games. They'd probably be surprised to hear that the video game industry now is as big as home video, which historically was twice the size of box office, and that used to be the big benchmark for video games. Ooh, we're as big as box office, $10 million in the U.S. alone. But now it's more than 20 million, which is home video sales. Video games are even bigger than that, and of course bigger than the music industry as well. So it's a huge multi-billion dollar business that's only growing, and a huge value proposition, especially during the recession. You might roll your eyes at a $50 or $60 game, but you're going to get 200-300 hours of gameplay in some cases out of these, not to mention multiplayer components that keep it alive in cyberspace. And one of the more exciting trends is the ability to create your own levels now and add to the gameplay even more, which
for
is
sure
wild.
If you get the right game, you'll be playing it for months.
Yep, awesome. So what we're going to do is give away the Guys Gaming Night prize pack to a lucky listener. It's valued at $250. It's the Red Wireless controller for the Xbox 360, a copy of the amazing game Gears of War 2, the Xbox 360 wireless headset, vision camera, and messenger kit. Anybody who gets on the air with a question about video games is eligible for a call back at the end of the show. We're going to randomly pull a name out of the hat, if you will, and if you answer the phone with this phrase, "Get your game on with Tech Talk and Xbox," you'll win the grand prize. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255 on your cell phone. Let's quickly go to Brian in Etobicoke. Hey, Brian, thanks for hanging on there.
I was curious, if you lose your Xbox wireless microphone, would there be a way to locate it, like a beeping sound?
Good question. I don't know.
Not that I. Yeah. Do you have a good dog?
Oh.
No, not that I know.
Yeah. I wish. I've often missed. I've lost video game peripherals, and yeah, I've always wished it had like a clapper kind of function, where you can clap and hear it whistle or something like that. So unfortunately, no. Just
that's a good idea. Though.
Maybe if you turn your game up real loud.
There you go. You'll hear like feedback.
Yeah.
Or check under the couch cushions. That's always the first place I'd look. Ian from Guelph, you're on Tech Talk.
Hi, I have a question about Left 4 Dead 2.
All right.
Awesome game.
Yeah, is there going to be any new zombies in it, or are they just going to stay the same?
As a matter of fact, yes, there are new models for the zombies. There are also zombies that are immune to fire now.
Huh.
You get incendiary rounds sometimes. And there's also a new special infected called the Charger, which is this big Bubba thing. It runs at you like the tank, it grabs you, and it slams you down and down. It pins you kind of like the Hunter. Until your friends get you off.
We're three grown men talking about zombies with a straight face.
It was a great show for killing zombies. Let me tell you, the zombie movement, they took a...
Lots of zombies this year. Yeah, great stuff. But, you know, we should clarify that video games, there is something for everyone, whether you're into cognitive type of experience, something...
The Beatles Rock Band.
Yeah, Beatles Rock Band was a lot of fun. Craig, why don't you quickly tell us about that before we go to the next caller?
Yeah, Beatles Rock Band coming out September the 9th, 2009, 999. We had Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr on stage with us during our briefing to talk about that game. It's going to come with a bunch of Beatles songs. I think they announced 10 at the show.
Yeah, there's, I think, 45 in total, and then downloadable stuff as well.
Unreleased material.
Mm-hmm. Including if you download All You Need All Is you Love, need is, it's a charity single. So proceeds go to charity.
Yeah, that's sort of a first in gaming that I know of anyway. Download All You Need Is Love, and all of the proceeds from everyone involved goes to Doctors Without Borders.
If you have not seen the Rock Band or Guitar Hero-like games, these come with sort of plastic peripherals that resemble real instruments, and they plug into the video game console, and they let you jam along with some of rock's greatest hits. And the more accurate you play by following the on-screen instructions, the higher the points that you win, and the more venues you unlock, the more songs you unlock, the more characters that you can play as. And it's a lot of fun because these are real songs that you grew up with. And and it's a fun social game. One person in your family can play drums, the other person can play guitar, bass, sing, vocals. It's a virtual band. Even online, you can even have like a brother in Vancouver and jam with him in real time. It's really exciting stuff. Let's go to Mark in Toronto, just because I like your name. Hey, Mark, we have only a brief amount of time here. You have a question about Halo.
Yes. I was wondering if you can tell me about their new game, Halo Reach. I heard something about it. I'm not really sure what it is, though.
Yeah.
The easiest way to get into Halo Reach is Halo 3 ODST comes out September the 22nd, and with that comes a beta, a first look at Halo Reach multiplayer. But Halo Reach is actually the prequel to the Halo trilogy, and it happens on a planet called Reach. You'll get many more details in the coming months.
All right, Halo Reach, and ODST is the disc-based game that you'll buy this fall, and it comes with a second disc, which has all the Halo 3 multiplayer maps as well. Is that right, Greg?
That is correct.
Okay, we're going to take one last break, take a couple more calls. We're going to squeeze a few more of you in, and then, of course, give away our grand prize. Thanks for holding on for those who have been waiting. We'll get back to you after this short break. Stick with us. Happy birthday to Tetris, who turns 25 this last week, in fact, created by a Russian programmer, Alexei Pajanov. Tetris went on to sell many, many millions of units and change and reduce, let's say, productivity worldwide in an epic scale.
I need a straight line right now.
That's right. I know. When I pack my trunk for like a family road trip, I think Tetris because I'm always turning and twisting the luggage so it fits exactly right. That was the voice of Jason McIsaac. He's joining us this hour. He is a veteran video game reporter. And we're also joined by Craig Flanagan, who makes his living selling Xbox 360s. Not a bad gig, huh?
It's a lot of fun.
I'm sure your friends are a little jealous of your
job. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
And a lot of work, you know, and that's kind of a misconception about what we do in the video game space. Of course it's fun, but it's a lot of work. You know, Jason, I know you've got multiple deadlines a day,
and I
see you at the press events, blogging live and doing all your thing. And, you know, when you see guys like Vic Lucas chatting on Electric Playground, a lot of that stuff you wrote and researched for them, and it's a lot of hard work. And I know a lot of gamers know you and know you're a household name.
Oh, well, thank you. You can follow me, by the way, now on Twitter at Game Jester. So
Game Jester.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm posting my previews, and you'll even see a couple of photographs of us right here in the booth.
I promise our listeners we'd try to get to one or two more questions. Let's start with Alex, in Niagara Falls. Hi, Alex. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I'm curious about the new how a first-person shooter game is going to work with that new Xbox system where you use your body as the controller.
Yeah, great question. Craig, I don't think they showed a 3D shooter like Halo, and by the way, for those who are listening, a first-person shooter is when you're looking out of the character's eyes in the game as if you were in their boots. So it's like an immersive first-person perspective. So could you perhaps raise your hands in the air as if you were holding a pretend gun? And would the sensors be sensitive enough to know when you're flicking your trigger finger or...
Yeah, details to come on that as to how it will be used in different games.
Right.
But yeah, it definitely does scan your whole body, so it gives you a lot of options to play different games.
If you're a first person shooter fan, I'll strongly endorse Wolfenstein 3D for the iPhone. It's only a couple bucks, and it's authentic to the original Wolfenstein 3D. Really fun on the iPhone or iPod Touch. I think we have time for Sulman in Kingston as our last caller. Sulman, thanks for calling.
Hey, I was wondering, what does Xbox have to compare to PS3's 6-axis?
Okay, so, Craig, great question. So the caller, of course, is referring to the PlayStation 3's motion sensing controller. So when you move the PS3 controller around, it moves around in a 3D space. Sort of what I felt was a bit of an answer to the Nintendo Wii motion sensing, kind of a last-minute sort of thing. Does Xbox have anything like that right now?
So I think Project Natal will be a great look at that, where we go far beyond a motion controller and give you the best controller possible, which is you.
Awesome. And again, it's easy to talk about it on the radio, but I was very lucky to experience Project Natal at E3, and it's mind-blowing. I've been covering video games since 1996 full-time, and this is by far the coolest thing I've ever seen that really puts you in the game. Mind-blowing. Go to YouTube and type in Project Natal, N-A-T-A-L, and check out the videos.
Yeah, you can also go to xbox.com/Project Natal, and you'll see all the videos there, including Spielberg.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that. Thanks. Okay, so Dwayne, let's see if your swollen video game thumbs can dial a phone number for us. Dwayne Bishop's an Xbox 360 gamer. I know that to be a fact. Look at those blurry red eyes. All right, let's see if they remember the secret phrase. You do need a 360 to enjoy this grand prize, so let's see if they remember the secret phrase.
Hello?
Sorry, we have to go to the next caller. I know it's cruel, but that's just how we roll. Let me take this opportunity to thank Jason McIsaac very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Cerebral Vortex Games and electplay.com.
That's right.
And Craig Flanagan from Xbox Canada. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Xbox.ca, if you want to read more about what's happening on that front. Or follow Jason on Twitter at GameJester. All right. Let's see if they remember the phrase.
You have reached the voicemail.
Oh, no. That's not the secret phrase. All right, let's try one more, Dwayne.
Though.
We want to give this thing away. It's worth $250, yo. Good stuff. Otherwise, I know Dwayne's like, look, I'll just take it home if it's all right with you. Yeah. Justin's like, yeah, give me the red controller right now.
Come on.
With Tech Talk and Xbox.
All right.
Hey.
Congratulations. Hey. Who's this?
It's Ryan from Etobicoke.
Okay, well, congratulations. You've won the Guys Gaming Night prize pack. And thank you to everybody who called. I'm just going to
Thank you so much.
You got it. I'm going to put you on hold, tell you how to pick up your grand prize. Thanks to everybody who called today. Some great questions. He's yelling in the background. I'd be excited as well.
You and me will do a little Gears of War 2 online.
There you go. Thanks again to everybody for calling. Tech Talk is brought to you by Microsoft's LifeCams, easy to use, yet powerful video web cameras to chat with friends and family around the world using the free Windows Live Messenger. Experience gorgeous video, crystal clear audio, and one-touch access to your buddy list. That's Microsoft's LifeCams web cameras. More info, microsoft.ca/hardware. Stay tuned for the Buddha Lounge coming up next. And thanks to Dwayne Bishop and Britt Aharoni for a great job behind the glass today. Again, the Buddha Lounge is coming up next. You don't want to miss that. Stay tuned. Keep your dial locked on News Talk 1010 CFRB.